Tyler Rooley Committee Meetings for February 7th, 2011 will come to order. Please turn off the sounds, electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please. Mine's right here.
Here.
Councilmember O'Neal.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
I made a big run down.
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Costa.
Yes.
Mayor Dorn.
Here. Before we go anywhere else, I have an announcement to make. It's not really an announcement, it's listed, but it's a very, very good news announcement. The census figures were released today, and the town of Rooley increases population by 569 people. In the year 2000, we had 2,020 people. Now we're at 2,589. That's an increase of 28.2%. The parish increased from 21,600 to 23,000, almost 800. Rooley's share of the taxes Rooley's percentage of the population is 10.88%, and in 2000 it was 9.35%. So what that means is that the town of Rooley's sales taxes are going to increase. I don't know how much. When I called the tax office today, she had already left. So I'm going to try to do some figuring, but 28.2% increase in the population, and I think the number that came in is about what I had hoped it would be. And Addison went up like, I want to say 1,300 people. And Fort Allen went down about 100, 150.
1,300?
Yeah. They had 3,500 right now. We're at 2,500.
They haven't been so much.
Yeah.
I thought there's been more.
We took our annexation.
Yeah. Did they put as much effort into gathering the census as we did?
They didn't get their
share. Oh, you don't know? I know. I know. Well, I'm glad. I'm thrilled to death. All right. Anyway, going on to the agenda, the minutes of the regular meeting of January 10th in your package, in case y'all have any corrections or whatever for next time. Committee meetings, committee reports, public works, intergovernmental service agreement, inspection services. In June or something like that, the intergovernmental agreement we signed with the parish in 2006 goes away. They're willing to re-up. I don't think we should re-up. This is the one where they do the inspections for us and we pay them half and everything else. So it's, you know, word for word exactly what it was. So what I'd like to do is put it on the agenda. If anybody would like a copy of it, it's I don't know where I got this copy, but you can look at that. But it works for us. I mean,
I think I've got the old.
Yeah, so it works for us. So, yeah.
I think I read it word for word last time.
Yeah, right. In other words, I'm going to put it on the agenda next time. If anybody has concern about it, we can put it off. It's not a big deal. So it's working very well for us. I know that. Anything else? Public works? Okay. Planning and zoning, the meeting minutes of the January 26th meeting are in your package. A couple of people step forward and want a public hearing next time, which we'll be talking about one of them in a few minutes. It's pretty dull. Top three derelict buildings. I'm going to add, I think it's 156, is that right, address? The one on Main Street, the place we've been cutting the grass. 153 East Main Street. I'm going to add that to the list. More than likely, the one on West Main is going to come off. That's the one, that's the Peru house. All they got to do is paint that shed, and they said they were going to paint it. I wish, you know, it really is closed if you really want to get down to it.
Peru House would be East Main.
East Main, that's the one down the
and
bottom.
The journey would be West Main, and they probably don't come off.
What's his name? Lejeune.
Well,
No, his brother.
Matt.
Matt came, he's been in the hospital, he has kidney problems, all kinds of things. He quit drinking, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to get him to come to next week's meeting to make sure, but they need to close up that. It doesn't look bad from the outside, they just need to close the loop. The one at the bottom is Live Oak, that's the Brady Richard, that's put off until March. His hearing, it's not an official, they're already building here, and it's really a board of adjustments for the denial of a building permit. But anyway, those are the four that are up there, and I mean, those are the three, and I'm going to add one more to it. Tom wrote a letter to the Cynthia Keith Shinbear, the owner, or one of the owners, I haven't figured, of the 153 East Main, and told him we're moving forward with a derelict building for somebody to contact. The main motivation is to get the building cleaned up, but a secondary motivation is we just started cutting the grass. We don't want to keep building up a building and all that stuff. So if anybody has any questions about any of those buildings, let me know. Anybody? All right. So River Mill Reserve LLC, River Mill Reserve LLC, zero lot line development request. Donnie Jaro and Jim Tatum came to the Planning Commission meeting the other night, or zoning actually, and made a very brief presentation about what they have in mind. They are actually requesting a rezoning of the property. The way this new way of, the correct way of rezoning property starts with the introduction of an ordinance by a council member. And since most of the council members have no idea what a zero lot line development is or what they have in mind or anything like that, I suggested to them that they come to this meeting and make a presentation so everybody can see and hear the same thing, so that any one of you who wishes to introduce it next Monday, when it's officially the time to do it, you would be in a position to do that. So with that, I'll just turn it over to Donnie and Jim, I guess. Jim usually doesn't talk.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right.
Should I take this easel down?
You do whatever you think you need to do to...
I'll set it right here, everybody can
see it. Put a cover there. Did that record the other night? Okay, everybody should have a hard copy in your package, plus it's up on the screen, plus Jim has got this right here, so I've got plenty to look at.
Can everybody see?
Yeah.
Okay. And this, I'll just start briefly with a quick intro. I'm Jim Tatum, I'm with Tatum Engineering, and I'm here tonight representing Donnie Jaro, who's also with us. Donnie had bought a large portion of that commercial property across the street and developed a shopping center, sold off some of the front parcels where the bank is, and had a remaining parcel of property between the shopping center and a stormwater detention area that was built as a part of the original Brule Oak subdivision. We were before the Planning Commission and also the council back in 2007 with a preliminary plat and rezoning for the townhome development, which was the first phase of River Mill Reserve. We went forward with that project and built the first 13 lots, built on the first 13 lots, which are shown up near the front of the site. As you well know, the buildings are over behind the shopping center, and he entered the site off of West St. Francis. What we're asking this committee to consider tonight is a rezoning of the balance of the property, where we would go to a new concept in lieu of townhome development. We would go to zero lot line development, which is a lower density development than a townhome development. It also creates individual lots where you have your homes are not attached like a townhome. You'd have each lot would have an individual mortgage on it, like a conventional subdivision. Each lot would have private yards where you would be fenced in the front and in the rear. There'd be a firewall built on one side of the unit, which favors the zero lot line side. It would be different in that where your conventional house may have a front yard and a backyard, and your side yards really don't get used. In the case of a zero lot line, the front and the rear don't really get used, but the entire length down the side of the building is used. And we have some architectural examples here we'll show you in just a second. The advantage of doing this is, number one, it's lower density than what was originally proposed and approved in the townhome development. It provides a different level of security for the homeowners in that there's a garage and a fence and a wall and a gate that separates the front door from any pedestrian traffic out in the front. This provides this type of development provides for a smaller yard, so that you folks that live here in Brule that may have the homes that have been in for a number of years, kids are gone, they don't want a big yard to maintain, but they want something nice and something that's energy efficient and secure. This is the type of residential product that would suit them. From an engineering perspective, and based on what we've seen with the townhomes, I think this represents what we're proposing represents a better use of the property. I think it's a reasonable use of the property. It provides for a reasonable transitional use of property between the commercial, the stormwater detention, and then into the single family residential that's in Brule Oaks. We do have some additional details, and I'll show you those now. But to kind of wrap this up, as I understand it, to properly follow the rules and regulations, as the mayor had mentioned earlier, we'll need to answer all of your questions, address your concerns, and ask this committee, acting as the council, to accept or introduce an ordinance at the meeting next week. And Donnie's here to answer any questions. I'll be glad to answer any questions. And let me show you the details of what's proposed. Let's see. Actually, I'm going to flip this around. This is an architectural rendering of the homes. That's a single story version of it. And here's a two story version. With the garage, each unit will have a garage. Most of them will have two car garages. Some of them will have single car garages that are in next to the unit and in front of the unit. And it'll favor each unit, as it shows on the plan, what we've got up here. For instance, on the lower portion of the development where we're showing lots 101 through 124, you can see on the right-hand side there's a little dark triangle. That represents the zero lot line side, meaning that if you pull in the subdivision, those lots on the right-hand side, the actual house will be built on that lot favoring the left-hand side of the lot. The zero lot line side of the lot with the firewall on it will be on that side, and then the actual outdoor living area portion of the lot will favor the right-hand side. And we reduced the density in the original plan that was approved. We had 55 lots, and we're down to 51 lots. So it eliminates two lots on both sides of the street and reduces the overall density.
Okay, in a lot that says, some of them say 30 in the 30s, 33, 34, 35, whatever.
Correct.
Which one of those would fit on?
Either both of them will.
Okay.
Both of them will. When you're looking at the front, and these drawings were put together by the architect in order to get an idea to give a representation. These certainly aren't completed architectural drawings, but it's there to give you a representation. And for instance, on the two-story version where you're looking at the front, the actual single car garage in this case would be in front of it, and the gate and the fence would be favoring the the left-hand side.
So the picture in yellow is just four different views of the same exact building? Is that right?
One, two, and three, and then the garage.
Wait, are we looking at four buildings, or are we looking at one building with different views?
It's one building.
That's what I thought, okay. And the same thing goes with the red ones, is that's one building?
Correct.
Okay.
The garage is separate.
All right, like, what, how many bedrooms would there be in general, how many living area and all that stuff?
But typically two, some three bedrooms, but typically two bedrooms.
Two bedrooms, okay. And the living area would be?
About 1,250 feet.
Okay.
That's what these plans show.
Yeah, that's close enough, I just, that's what it looked like it needed to be, but I wanted to.
All three of the plans are 1,250 feet.
How wide are the lots? Even for the two-story? Even for the two-story?
Yes.
How wide are the lots?
We've got them there, they're right at about 33 feet. On the smaller ones, and they're 125 feet deep. The code requires that you're 3,800 square feet, and we meet that.
How wide is that house?
The house is 23 feet. And so you're required to have a 10-foot side yard.
Or?
In your proposal. I mean, you don't have any side yard, only one side.
That's correct.
Right, it's 10-foot only, that's why he's asking for a zero lot line.
I understand all that. I'm just trying to put the math together, what this thing's gonna look like.
On the yellow house there, are we to assume that the other side of the building would be the one with a solid wall, the one you can't see?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's the one that would be on the zero lot line?
Correct.
Okay.
And then they can all pull it from the street straight into the garage or the house behind the garage?
Correct. And as you're facing the house, it's a little bit confusing because we're dealing with mirror images on a plan.
If I'm looking at the house, I'm going to look at the garage, and the two-story, I'm going to see that house above, behind it. If I'm on the street, I'm looking at a garage door.
That's correct. And the way it's going to be set up is as you're pulling into the subdivision, the zero lot line will be the far property line.
On the north?
On the north, that's correct. So that everybody, as you're entering the subdivision, you'll be looking and you'll be able to see into the outdoor living areas, you know, where there'll be gates and fences, but you'll be able to, you won't be looking at the dead side of the building, mm-hmm. You'll be looking at the live side.
The beauty going in and the walls coming out.
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. How many different, is there only going to be like two designs, or there's going to be more than two designs?
There'll be more than two. I don't know, have Donnie Bell decided on?
Yeah, probably four to six we'd start off with. Yeah, we'd, at minimum of four to six.
But it won't be postage stamped?
Nothing like yet.
No. Okay. And there's some things that you can do. In fact, one of the subdivisions we were involved in over in Baton Rouge is called Legacy. It's a very similar type of development. And one of the things that the builder can do going in is on each garage, you can do something a little different on each garage so that when you're looking at the streetscape, it appears that they're all very different. And you can put a hip roof on one, you can put a gable, you can put a dormer on the front of a hip roof. You can put different kinds of vents.
In relation to fire protection, you know, on most all the other stuff, we got a certain distance it's got to be. How's that firewall work in relation to the fire code with what we do here?
It meets all the requirements. I mean, it's got to, I don't know if it's a 1 or 2 hour rating on the wall. The architect has that detail, but I think it's required to be double sheetrocked on that one side. And then the 10 feet of separation on the other side meets the code.
You might want to check on that. I think what Shane's referring to is that when we have in our code for R1, that there's a 10-foot setback, side setback, for each piece of property. But each one of them can be reduced to 8 if you have a firewall. Now, that makes 16, you know, not 10. Mm-hmm. So you might want to check that out. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not, you need to check with Kenny or some of those fire guys and make sure that 10 is still okay here. I guess it is, I mean.
But that's what's written in the ordinance.
In our ordinance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
10-foot side door requirement.
Okay.
On the non-zero lot line side.
Okay. Well, that's what it says. That's what it says.
And I think that all is factors into the rating of the actual wall. Mm-hmm. And it just depending on if it's double sheet rocked, if you use fire rock, or if you go with a non-combustible surface like brick, they let you reduce those numbers. But we'll certainly check into this.
Yeah, all right, we're checking.
Is Kenny still here? Did he leave?
I don't know.
I saw him put his jacket on.
So, what's the location of that legacy development? You said that place in Baton Rouge.
It's on Corsi Boulevard. If you go in, the simplest way to get there would be go to Seguin, I-10 to Seguin Lane, go up Seguin, cross Airline, go to Corsi, take a right on Corsi, and you head out Corsi, and when you cross Stumberg, there's a Jack in the Box on the corner and a Winn-Dixie on the right. When you cross Stumberg, on your left, about the third business on the left is Louisiana Nursery Outlet. And it's got a little private drive just to the right of Louisiana Nursery Outlet. You can go in there and see how that turned out. Another one that we did is Stanwyck Place, which is on Blue Bonnet, across from, I guess the best way to describe it is it's across from, you know where Bhutan's is? It's across from Bhutan's. And on the front portion of that property, they built a bank. I'm sorry, it's not a bank. It looks like a bank. It's an office building. And Stanwyck Place makes a horseshoe drive through there. You drive through there and see the similar type development, zero lot line.
You know, I was in Raleigh, North Carolina between Christmas and New Year's, and I don't know, we got lost or something. I turned into a development there. And I'm sure it's a lot more upscale than this is. But the one thing that I took pictures of it, the one thing that I thought was noteworthy, and it might just be a subtle difference, all they were condos, is that every one of them had a different design, not a drastically different design, but different siding, a different roof material. They were different from each other. And they were still condos. I mean, and I thought, you know, here I am, I'm against condos and all these apartments and all this stuff, but this doesn't look like it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you look at those townhouses, they're all postage stamp. They all look exactly alike, and they look like apartments. They do. I mean, that's psychological, I guess. And that's why I was asking how many different designs you can have. And my next question would be and we always try to tell people how to spend that money, but will the lots be sold before the houses are built, after the houses are built, by the developer? In other words, if Landis comes over and says, I want to buy one of those lots, yeah, okay, you can buy a lot.
If he shows up.
And then he shows up and he says, I'm going to build a house. You know? Mm-hmm. It's different from building four or five of them and having them sit there and then they become rental property just like the townhouses. That's different in our mind. I mean, this is Joey. I'm the mayor. I don't get a vote, but I have a strong opinion about that. I don't want apartments. We don't want apartments.
I'm asking a different question.
What?
Do you plan on renting any?
We didn't plan on renting any townhomes.
And 13 out of 14 of them, I think, are rental.
12 out of 13.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got an accurate number.
I'm going to ask the straight question. It's been painful, and it was never our intention. I mean, we set a year before we rented one, which means as developers, we paid interest. You know, finally we got
so we
a lot.
We can write it down. You said not one of these things will be rented. That's what you're saying?
No. Are you talking about the previous developer?
Right there. Those are done.
Yeah.
They have one note.
I'm going to finish.
Is any one of those going to be rented?
These are being built to sell. First of all, the bank is not going to...
You didn't answer my question. There was a yes or no question. Are any of those buildings going to be rented? That's bottom line.
I'm not building any of them to rent, correct.
So, no.
But the problem, here's the issue with that. It's a HUD. I mean, when we built the 13, and I said when we built them, the first townhomes, first of all, a bank nowadays would never lend on 13 houses. They're going to lend on one, two, maybe three at the most. Now, if I sit there and I stay vacant for a year, year and a half, I'm going to be forced to do something. But no lender's going to loan it. Now, things have changed in the last 3 years from where we were borrowing money for development. I don't think you'll see anything happening, the scale of being 13, 15 homes being built. But no, I cannot lease them. I can say, I'm not sure on deed restrictions. I don't know by HUD if you can ever say it's never be rented. You know, if I sell the house two or three times and this person, the third person leases it, I can't stop that. But I'm not in the business to lease houses. This was never our intention of 13. You know, the rents, and the mayor's been very, very vocal about this to me. And I understand the feeling of the council and the city on this.
I just don't want, if this would pass, even if it would get introduced, that I'm sitting there with 55 rentals. You understand? That's not going to look too good.
No, and I understand it completely. I mean, first of all, no one's going to come up and stand that many homes anyone. They're only going to stand up homes as they can be sold. I mean, simple as that. I mean, no lender's going to let, I mean, it's just,
you can build.
I've never seen, let me back up a second. I haven't seen any development in the Baton Rouge market of single detached homes being built for leasing. It's just, it's not a market. I mean, it's just, it doesn't happen. I mean, today, we're in a completely different arena than we were 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And again, our intention, we built 13. I mean, we're losing on that. I know the economics is not important to the town, but you know, we built $180,000 townhomes. We're getting $1,200 to $1,350 rents, are good rents, but it doesn't make any economic sense. And so, well, we tried to come up with a plan that we think we can sell. You know, the previous townhome developments were working in the Baton Rouge surrounding areas, so we're trying to come up with something. But back to your question, no, I do not plan on leasing any of them. So don't mean to go roundabout, but I guess I wanted to, you know, and I haven't had a chance to address the council since we built the 13, which is 3 years ago. You know, again, I think we battle as developers. I battled a long time before we went into the rental mode. You know, it was a tough battle. I mean, I kept them. We tried for 1 year. I mean, 1 year basically just covering the interest. You know, and then at that time, you know, we had to make a decision. You know, keep the property. I think you'd rather rent it than a bank having it, and you know, qualifying people to come release. And we've had, and the tenants, I understand. The tenants we've had have been mostly transit plant people who work here in the plants. A lot of people building homes, so it's been a good tenant mix. And when you're getting $1,200 to $1,350 rents, you just got a pretty good tenant. But I understand 10 years down the line, I know what you're thinking. Our intention still, hopefully, is the market turns and there's finance available, or to sell those homes. You know, me and my partner don't want to stay in this, the 12 rental business. So anyway, sorry to be long-winded, but I wanted to express what's happened to the other homes.
Thank you.
Donnie, do you have any plans to sell a large block of these if it gets rezoned and the flat goes through? Do you have any?
I don't mind selling to a builder. We're going to architecturally restrict it to, I don't mind selling a lot to a builder as long as they're building this product. It's got to be architecturally restricted. I cannot let someone come in, because we're spending a lot of money on design here. In today's market, you got to be very careful in what you're designing. You got to make sure it works. So LRK is a national firm. And, you know, I said, I need your best product that can work on this lot. So, yes, we'll sell lots, but it'll have to be with architectural restrictions that they have to build this product.
An individual also will have to, like?
Same, anyone. Okay. Yes, ma'am, anybody comes in. I think, you know, obviously, you know, it's a much desirable product than the townhomes. You know, we miss it. You know, we were gearing to build this for, let's call it the 50, well, I'll be 50 this year, I'll be careful. Let's call it the 55 plus. And, you know, we thought the seniors coming. You know, ownership to me, and I guess we've seen it in the Baton Rouge too, everyone wants a detached home. They don't want to be attached. They were selling it first because everything was selling in our market. It was a crazy market after Katrina. But when it's all said and done, you know, the consumer wants to be detached They don't want to be, now there's some that are still selling, but it's few and far between, so anyway.
You know, this is really not the town's business, but it goes back to the marketability of them and all. They're building houses and anything you want to build in Addis right now like crazy. Now, what would lead one to believe? Well, in my experience in real estate, it's usually price, location, and price. What will be the price range for these one and two story ones, and why would that be more appealing to a person who's building a small house in Addis, or any place around here?
Well, I mean, our price range, we're planning on being in the 150 range, which is the per square foot price where things are going. I mean, I think the traction and taking nothing away from the city of Addis, I mean, yeah. Really, to me, still Mayberry. It's got a great reputation. You've got retail sources they can walk to. I don't know. I just think it's a lot more attractive. I think they've gotten very aggressive on their price down there, from my understanding, why they're selling some of their townhomes. Mm-hmm. And the materials we use to build our townhomes, I can say they were, I think, better materials than what's been used down there. Our prices were much higher. So,
well, Donnie, in 2007, whenever you guys approached the council and the mayor with the first project, the first 13 units up there, I wasn't up here, I was sitting out there, and I was very much against what you were doing. I don't know if you remember.
I remember.
Okay. Do you remember what I said?
I do not remember that. It was a lot of vocal. You weren't alone.
Wait, I'm going to cut it short because that's, it's regardless. But I told you 90% is going to be rentals by the end of the year after you build them. You said the same exact stuff that you just said tonight to me sitting out there. You just repeated it to Shane sitting up here. It's the same. I mean, I could play a recording from 2007 and what you said tonight, and it's like the same exact thing. I think, I was trying to help you,
sure,
then, and I'm going to try to help you again. This area right here has ruined every chance you have for selling this area right here. Unless you do something about this, you're not going to sell this. I am in the rental business. Just those words are wise.
Why are you saying that?
Rentals. 12 out of 13, or what is it? 12 out of 13 rentals.
Yep.
People are not going to drive into their fancy little neighborhood and drive by rental condos, or as I called them back then, glorified apartments. That's what I called them. They're not going to drive by glorified apartments to go to their dream home. That's not what they're going to buy. It doesn't matter. You can build $1 million house and sell it for $50,000. They're still not going to want it. That's just the way it works. If you would have put that, like Addis did, way later, if you would have done this first, it would have helped you tremendously. But I think in the beginning, greed kind of, let's get as many as we can here, as fast as we can, sell them off, and that's what's going to happen.
I don't know if necessarily greed.
Well,
I mean,
I'm not saying you being greedy. I'm just saying that's the way it was working.
No, I like to think everything I've ever done has been out of greed. I mean, I think I've taken an approach, and not offended by that. We were trying to, the product was working, and I would have never, if I thought these were rentals, we would have stopped at one, I can assure you.
But the thing that really bothered me at the time, and it still does, I think this is a much better idea.
Much
honestly,
better.
I do it. But the thing that bothered me and several other people of the town of Brule, because, at that time in 2007, like I said, that's where I was, right out there with the rest of these people that were complaining and whining and moaning because they didn't want it. You didn't listen to the people. You did what you wanted to do regardless of what the people wanted. The council approved it, and it went through and it all got approved and everything because you did everything right, which we really appreciate, but you didn't listen. You didn't truly listen to the people. And that's where the problem came in. When it comes to a small town, like you said, Mayberry.
I said as a compliment, you understand?
Right, right. Oh, no, I understand. That's why I live here. That's why I'm on the council here. That's why I wanted to be on the council. If you listen to the people, when it comes to these kind of communities, it's going to get you a lot further than any college degree you can ever get. That messed you up for that, because you didn't listen to the people.
Well, if you remember what we were going in, at the time, we were going for apartments. And it was,
I know.
And so we took a step back and, you know.
But the people were still up in arms. Well, and by me saying the people, I mean.
Today anyway.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's, yeah. When you jam that much into that small of an area, people in a town of this size in Mayberry, they're going to be upset.
Yeah.
They're not going to want it.
Well,
and then
again,
you got 12 out of 13 rentals, you're not going to get people to buy, no matter what you build behind it, they're not going to want to drive through that. So what I'm saying, before this gets pushed, you need to push selling those. To where you have single owners that are willing to do something to make it nicer, to make people happier, then approach with that.
Well, it's going to be a while before the financing is loosened up for townhomes.
Oh, so, I understand.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough. But I think because the limited product of what somebody can buy for $150,000, where this is a dynamic, sure, they may be somewhat discouraged that there are upscale rentals that are very well designed. But for $150,000, if I'm a starter, if I'm a 55-plus senior, and I come and I see something that's very upscale, how many choices are we getting for $150,000? Where there's retail services and there's a good choice of home ownership.
I understand everything you're saying, Donnie, but you need to understand what I'm trying to get across to you is you're still not listening to the people. You're still trying to go by the books. You're still trying to go by the records. It doesn't work that way in Mayberry.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
no, and I appreciate where you're coming
decision.
From.
Yeah, it's a business decision. You make it.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody else? Any other questions for him? No. This is just practice. Practice. We're talking about practice. But anyway, if somebody introduces it Monday or any other Monday after that, then it goes to the planning commission. Well, it's got all kind of advertised, and I don't want to go into all that. But it eventually is going to get to the planning commission. It's eventually going to get to the council again for an official public hearing, and not to mention another committee meeting like this. So you're going to get to do this a lot of times. If anybody in the audience or anybody in Brulee wants to ask any questions, or I'm sure Jim is very available, and he'd be happy to answer any of them, or, you know, I wrote down the address. We might make a field trip one day and just drive over there and take a look at them and see. But, you know, my thoughts on this are, when everything is said and done, it's still the number one concern is, how do we keep these things from turning into apartments? How do we do that? The town of Brulee has, you know, Shane was the only one that voted against it at the time, too. The council members weren't even here at the time. But it wasn't an easy vote for any one of the five. And the root of that concern was exactly what ended up happening. It turned into apartments. And you say what you want, you know, Jamie can quote you chapter and verse statistics about, you know, transients and all that stuff. The town of Brulee makes no apologies for wanting to be different from everybody else. We don't want we don't even allow hotels in the town. Guy came wanted to build a hotel here. He was astounded when I told him, you ain't gonna build it here. Anybody want one? Oh, I can't believe that, you know. And he came back 6 months later. He said, you know, you were right from the beginning. Y'all don't want hotels here. He didn't build a hotel here. We don't want anybody transit. We want people to come in town, enjoy living here, and know that they know their neighbors, and who their neighbor is will be there for a long time. Does that mean nobody rents in the town of Brulee? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means that there's not a area where there's a high percentage. I saw on the news a policeman said that they study all these things, where crime originates. And you drive in a neighborhood, and when the percentage of rentals in a neighborhood, no matter how high scale it was at one time, When the percentage of rentals goes up to a certain percentage, they expect murders to start, drug dealing, and all that stuff. That's a fact. But we don't even want to get close to that. You heard us talking about derelict buildings? We go good neighbors and stuff like, we go after them. If that building gets too bad, we get them to fix it up. We don't want dead cars. We don't want tall grass. We like it the way it is here. And one of the biggest fears that I personally have, and I'm not speaking to the council, this is Joey talking on it, is a high percentage of transients. That's one of the things that I have the biggest fear of. That has a chance to affect our way of life, and that's what we don't want to change here. So, having said that, Sermon at the Mount, thanks for coming. Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay, wait a minute.
Would Jamie have any kind of information to give us as if they've had any problems in that area there?
You talking about the townhomes?
Yeah.
Or our departments, or what are you talking about?
At the townhomes, has the police been called out there a lot, or not at all?
We've been there a few times. One time was a pretty significant case. There's a guy, I don't know if he's still renting there or not, he was a multi-level kilo drug dealer. DEA came down and did an investigation and took quite a bit of money and drug stuff out of there.
No,
but other than that, just maybe a couple small things, common complaints.
And one more question to Donnie. Are you on top of whether you have more than one family living in? I mean, you know how these people come in and they...
Yeah, Rick Spiller, who's in our office, and he's here two or three times a week, and I think we pre-qualify him. And, you know, and the mayor's always made a good point. Today it's good. His concern is always 10 years down the road. I mean, so... You know, again, we don't want to be in the rental business. You know, we hope that this finance from townhomes turns around, and it may be a while until that point. All we can do is try to, you know, qualify our tenants, make sure they pay, and keep the property up.
Because we have some, you know, instances where two or three families have moved into a rental property to be able to afford to live there. You know,
right.
I was just wondering if.
No, yeah, as far as I get is...
Actually, if we know that case, the town can actually do something about that. We don't have to wait for the developer to do that. Because we have a, you know, single family and, you know, what occupancy means and all that stuff. So, you know, I don't want to get into that now. That's mm-hmm. a whole another story for another day. But it still is, you know, a concern. It always will be. Anybody?
Let me ask you one question, right? This area right here, this is their phase one of this whole piece of property right now, right? And this is townhouses. Isn't the rest of this right here already rezoned for townhouses?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. So they're asking for to change the zone of what's remaining to these zero lot lines, and it's going to be less lots or less houses that can be built there.
That's
in townhomes,
right?
Because you said 55. That's what I mean. Could they request building permits for the rest of these be townhouses right now?
Yeah, they could request it. Yes, they could.
Okay,
but they could request it.
Okay, but this right here would actually have to be it's a separate zone because it's the zero lot line zones, I guess, than the townhouse. It's a different.
Yeah, they're different zoning. Yeah, the okay. ones are.
So that's why they're asking this to be rezoned, but it's already zoned for townhouses, right?
Correct, that is.
Okay.
Correct.
That would be the less evil.
Right. Oh, this is a great idea.
Which would be less?
Much better.
The houses, individual houses, then go with the
townhomes.
Y'all would build one at a time, wouldn't you?
That's all they'll let us now.
You're right.
Anybody else?
How much is the lots, just a lot sales for?
Probably around 30,000 in that price range.
The minimum square footage is going to be 1250, is that what you said?
Yes.
So
these plans
if you go on average, if you build a house now, you're going to average $100 a square foot.
roughies.
Depending on what you're doing. But that puts you in $125,000. You said the lot's going to be 30?
Yeah, you can build a house, but the prices have come down construction. We got a call with the town, they cost us $100 a foot to build. What it costs construction has come down significantly. Let's just call it 20-30%.
Okay.
You could say, no, it's not, it's some small margins, but it's still.
But what I'm saying is, somebody that's going to be buying this is going to have to pay $150, $155 minimum, I would think.
Yes, that's it. That's the number.
So this isn't exactly. I wouldn't count this low income or.
No, the problem today is just, you know, I don't mean to get philosophical, but financing has gotten, you know, that's why they're only going to let one or two houses being built. And, you know, you have RD finance in this parish, so thank goodness. So it, to me, it's the starter, it's a new young family, and it's the 55 plus. It's a heck of a lot better than what we have today.
Okay, anybody else? We appreciate y'all coming out. I think it's we have a much clearer understanding of what we talk about. That was the purpose. So it'll be on the agenda next time. It's always on the agenda, introduction of ordinance. It's a standard agenda item, but we'll see how that turns out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Mayor, let me offer this. If you want to come to Baton Rouge and go take a look at those, give me a call and I'll meet you out there. I can bring you a copy of the plat. You can look at the plat. I'm very to when we brought it.
Okay.
All
right. We'll see you. Keep that in mind. Thank you. Keep that in mind.
It'll be out over in
Okay. State Uniform Construction Code. I put that on there, but I think what I'm going to do is what it basically what that involves is that. We have adopted the state uniform construction code, but the parish introduced an ordinance to make changes to it that reflect changes that were made in the legislature. But what I'm going to ask Tom, I went back and read hours after I put this on the agenda, and I'm not so sure our ordinance doesn't already say that if the state changes their code, then ours automatically changes with it. And Tom, I'd like to just take a look at that.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, then I have the text of the parish's ordinance, which means, you know, they strike through some things and they add some things. We could probably go word for word for what they
say. Yeah, it may take in the uniform changes. I'm just speculating. If it does, it probably doesn't take in the changes.
I don't know what I did with it. I wrote you a note on it. I put it in your box. That's what it is. It's in your box. So okay. Go look in your box. So we'll just pass over that for right now. I don't think anything is not urgent anyway. So anybody else have planning and zoning matters? Anybody? Okay. Finance Committee, review the January bills. Okay, you guys will notice in your package that the Debbie and her staff put together these things off assignment. They're sorted by the amount. The highest amount is at the top, and each different page is for a different department. So the very first one is admin, and you see $4,900 is spent on police retirement. Yeah. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Something went wrong there. But the point is that you can take a look at them. And what we're going to do is we're going to email. We may have already, I think, emailed the council members ahead of time and the chief.
The font's a lot better.
So you can look at it. Yeah, it's a lot easier to read.
I like the council member on that. That's a much better way to look at it.
Well, very nice. Rather than just sitting there and trying to pick out things off of the list, y'all have a chance before you even get here to decide which ones you want to ask questions about. And if you want to ask the department head directly, then you can do that and get a better answer. So with that, I'll open it for anybody to ask any questions that they have. Debbie, the $5.54 for petty cash, what do we use that for?
That's
potion. Petty cash. I just wanted to get a nervous.
the last test.
The very last entry on that.
Posted.
On the sewer, the five lab tests.
That's every month. I think it's every month. It'll be
all sending the water to be tested.
Yeah, we got to send.
Do we test it ourselves prior to sending it just to know?
No. we have a, I don't remember last time we had a...
Can't make it to the pool guy right here?
What I suggested was, like...
Just checking for...
Get one of these guys who has a big ticket, wants to do community service, just have him take a big swallow of it. If he dies, then we know there's something wrong with it. He doesn't, you know, then we say, you're good, buddy.
I'm going to vote against that.
I pass by the discharge all the time, and I don't see any fish for them, so...
The natural gas on the sewer, that's for the generator?
Y'all must have studied this hard.
Well, that's a lot better shape.
It is. Maybe we still in the shock value. Who are we looking for?
That's not assignment.
You have to ask the question so we can be surprised at who's spending.
Credit card bill looked way down. All the answers are there, so...
It was way down.
I'm very proud of you.
Good job, Debbie.
All right. All right, where are we at? LGAP grant status, just wanted to make, to run mine, you know, we got the LGAP grant, and the LGAP grant is for a generator at Venzu. The total cost is going to be, after labor, is going to be $34,000. We only get 25 from LGAP, so we're going to be spending $9,000 range, maybe less for labor and all that to put in. Just want to make you, remind y'all, I know y'all voted on that a long, long time ago, and all the grants say if there's not enough money in the grant, then you're gonna make up the difference. Well, we are going to make up the difference in it, so. They gave us 25, we put up 9, and get a generator. And hopefully this will work. Discuss cooperative endeavor between the fire department and town. We defer that one because we had an extensive conversation.
Exhaustive.
Yeah, exhaustive, I guess is the right word. And they've got to come back with some more information. We have a fire district meeting at 5:30 next week, again, to talk about this again. Anything else on finance? Personnel, we don't have anything. I'm aware of. Recreation, nothing that I'm aware of.
Green Bay one,
yeah. It's amazing when the Saints are in, how disinterested you could be. I'm ruined for life. I'm never going to enjoy another Super Bowl. I fell asleep.
And the commercials were boring too.
Yeah.
It was bad, dude.
The one that I liked the best didn't even it made like the top 10 or 15. It didn't one. I liked the one with the old people. Had 42. Yeah, 42.
Don't even remember that.
It wasn't
good. And I didn't fall asleep.
It was early in the game. All jokes aside, I thought the best thing in the whole Super Bowl was the reading of the Declaration of Independence in the beginning. Did y'all see that?
Awesome.
Did you see
that?
That was fantastic. Y'all didn't see that?
No.
Oh, that was great, man. The way they did it, it was just fascinating.
Joe, you going to mention about the wrestling team?
Oh, yeah. We got state tournament this weekend, Friday,
we're
Saturday.
We're going for 8
p.m. Motor City.
Make sure you know the words of National Anthem before we run on the same.
Yeah. I was going to get Christine Eric to sing it tonight, but she's studying the words. She doesn't quite know.
Maybe you shouldn't go to as many Super Bowl parties before you sing it.
That's right. I think she would. She went to a very long one.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Police committee, top 3 nuisances.
Sent letters out to the 3 that we had going on the 2nd. The one on West Main is complete. But actually, Mr. Landis brought up a good point today. The last one they were on the list for is complete, but now there's another one. So. We'll catch them on another.
They just must like you and Landis.
Right. And the other two have letters.
Who's going to send you over there?
They're
going to give him a baseball bat.
They got them in plenty enough time to appeal if they would like to file an appeal. They must do it for the council meeting next week if we have any appeals. If not, they'll be towed.
So that'd be a total of like 12 cars?
Well, let's see.
You got some of them gone.
Well, on West Main, yes, some of them are gone. Well, one, of course, two are in the middle. One of them, two are gone, then one's left. And there's still two on bond.
Is that Jerry's house?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he's probably going to appeal because one of them, he doesn't have a problem moving. I think it will be gone. The other one is a big battle with the insurance company. And we all
put it somewhere. Can he move it behind that piece of fence that he put in front of
us? Well, my suggestion to him was to push it behind the fence close to the gate so nobody could see it.
Put the gate in front of the car.
Put it in front of the car. So.
Yeah.
So if they won't appeal it, they have to come here next Monday night.
So if they're not here Monday night, then you start jerking cords and all three of those will be open?
That's right.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Great.
Super. And like I said, the other one on West
Main. Heard that, buddy.
The other one on West Main will come back around in the loop. I got three more for the rotation on one street already.
Not to slow down the process, but don't ordinarily in the past, we have some sort of resolution adopted by the council that the chief starts jerking cards?
No, not for that. We had to send a letter. They get the appeal within 5 days.
Yeah, but then before we actually,
they did.
Then we can whip them together between now and next Monday.
Well, yeah, if they don't show up next Monday.
We do a resolution.
Resolution.
Before I do the resolution, I got to verify that he actually sent it out and was actually applied for or.
Y'all got a week?
Y'all got till next Monday.
I'll get with you. I forgot we did that.
Yeah.
Don't
forget.
That
keeps us out of court.
Hopefully they do what they got to do by tomorrow. And we'll
I'm just saying, don't come up to me Monday afternoon and expect me to.
Oh, no.
Right.
I'd like to wait till the last day.
All right. Discuss full-time officer. You want to talk about that?
Not really. I mean, I'll just say I got a couple people, decent applications.
Do we need to put that on the agenda for next time?
I would like to if I have one person going to take a test. If they happen to successfully complete that test, I'll be ready to recommend somebody next week.
All right.
If not, we're going to, I guess, run an advertising because a lot of applicants, but not many very qualified.
Okay. Governmental Affairs Committee?
We hosted that workshop for that state planning conference, Marianne and I, and they were late getting here, so they didn't get full treatment of all the places on the tour. But most of the group was from Crowley. That man you were talking to is the mayor of Crowley.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And some of the council members, and then they're planning and zoning. And we thought they already had a historic district, but they have the Main Street USA with the commercial building, so they don't have anything in the line of historic. So they, and then people from St. James Parish. So it was interesting. They enjoyed being here.
Good. Okay, other matters? I'm not aware of any other matters. Mayor's report. Wayne and I both attended what's called a Building Code Summit, the parish Kevin put on, and one of the things that he, that I was unaware of, and we're kind of like test running it, the parish has purchased some, basically access to a website where you post building permits and things like that, and you can take a look at it, you can see the status of it and all this other stuff. So we're going to take a look at it. We'll probably join in. It's the parish is paying for it, it's free of charge, so it may make our building permits a lot more accessible and easier to find and stuff rather than keep a hard copy like we do. I participated with the chamber in the first portion of interviewing going through resumes for the new executive director. It's my understanding that they picked somebody. I don't know if they've made an offer yet or what, but anyway, they had a whole bunch of applicants and they had a person assist them with it, so we'll see how that comes out. The Historical Association had their annual board meeting and I attended that for the town. I also attended the TPC-TAC joint meeting, which is Transportation Committees in Baton Rouge. And I was I was kind of taken aback. Basically, when they opened the floor, anybody had a question, I said, does anybody in here know when we're going to get our census numbers, like how many people we have in our towns and cities? Everybody looked at each other. No, I don't know. I said, well, can I get the CRPC to find that out for us? Look at each other. Well, yeah, okay, we'll find out. So they connected me with a guy in Congressman,
who's that doctor?
Cassidy's office. And he called me and I told him what I wanted. He says, wow. He said, nobody's ever asked for that. I said, God. I mean, everybody's life blows their population. I said, okay. So he called Washington, he called all kinds of places, and he finally figured out. He says, well, actually, they'll be coming out in a few days. I said, well, good. So I got an email from him today with it attached. So I couldn't believe I was the only one who was interested, you know, like brutally, you know. Yeah. We're talking Baton Rouge, biggest city in the state, baby. Nobody cared, you know.
They just let it roll in.
Yeah, whatever. The staff at here at the town hall is, we're going to re-inventory everything. We're going to do a lot better inventory. We're going to inventory everything except consumables. It doesn't matter what it's $200.
Did you get that idea from me?
Huh?
Did you get that idea from me?
No, I didn't get it from you. I got it from the printout that they gave me that wasn't very informative.
Me and him had that conversation.
I'm on the board of directors of New Beginnings, which is the after-school program and mentoring. And I attended one of our meetings. And for those of you who come through the front, you probably noticed we have a digital picture frame in the front. It has pictures of all of the businesses in town. Thanks to Debbie, she went around and took all the pictures and bought the thing. And it was in the budget like, I think, 3 years ago or whatever. So we finally got it done. But it is nice. It's pretty neat. So
yeah, you're going to roll.
And,
slow down.
You know, I was going to put pictures of individual council members, but I don't think they look like that either. So anyway, all right, that's it. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody?
You got that ethics training at the thing for those. Get your yearly training in one night shot right down the
22nd. Yeah.
6 o'clock, right?
Five. Butch, one of the citizens called. Are you aware that your trees across here were like on a 30 or 45 degree angle of the day?
I made a few phone calls.
I saw you were planting some in the front yard here down the highway.
Yeah, we're going to plant them all down the property line on Highway 1, both sides.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
How many trees? Live oaks. How many trees is that going to represent?
About 100.
Wow, that's neat.
Great.
That's great.
Yep. So we got to. It's been raining so much. We need to destroy some.
I'm going to send Ian Wilkinson to your house and she's going to talk about trees.
Yeah, we're just trying to beautify it.
Yeah, that's nice. I look so. That'll be nice.
Yes, indeed.
I'm back in 100 years now.
Yeah, it takes a while. We can appreciate it. Yeah.
Anybody else from Marks Russell Privilege?
What is the status of the town's freezer, that one that's on that trail?
We're waiting for the third estimate. And when we get it, the guy's overdue by a week or two. We mail all three estimates to the insurance company, and they're gonna get it fixed. They don't have anybody to send us to since it's odd, you know.
Right.
They're gonna fix it for us.
Okay.
It broke.
Yeah, it broke. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to say it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks like a bomb went off in it. Anyway, another story for another day. Yes, ma'am.
We were talking about beautifying Bruley. What is the situation with the tarp, with the blue tarps in Bruley?
What is the situation with the blue tarps? Well,
we still have
Let me put it this way. By the letter of the law, a person has to have a house that doesn't leak, okay? The mayor of Bruley, who manages the derelict buildings, goes from the worst one down to the least worst one. There are several houses in this town that I don't think are leaking, have a blue tarp on them, and they don't look bad enough in comparison to others to make the list yet. And frankly, some of the people that have these blue tarps, they're very low income, so it'd be difficult to crack down on them at this time without having taken care of some much worse cases. The ones that I have on the list, those four that I have on the list, they were much worse.
So they actually are on the list?
If I call them and say, you got a derelict building, they say, what's wrong with my building? They say, well, the roof is leaking. They say, no, it's not. I say, yes, it is. They say, no, it's not. And that's all it is wrong with the house, you know. So I'm going to have a hard time telling them, I'm going to tear your whole house down if you don't fix the roof. But at some future date, maybe if it comes to that, we may end up calling, giving them a call. But for right now, a blue tarp is doesn't reach the top three There's some houses that are in pretty bad shape in this town. They have a lot of things wrong with them. And the ones that are on that list either did or do have very big problems.
Joy,
The one on Main Street that I just added, it doesn't even have a blue tarp. It's got a sheet tin missing. It doesn't even have a blue tarp. It's the water's getting in there. I know it is. Yes.
Now, the blue tarp came around because of the two hurricanes we had.
Correct.
What happens if in the last 2 weeks somebody put a big old blue tarp up?
What happens?
If we had an inspection on a building, I think one item on that inspection is the roof.
Is that
an approved roof of tarp?
Well,
I'm just saying because I was so surprised the other day. I'm riding down West Main. And his house never had a blue tarp. Now they got a big blue tarp.
It's true.
But they have to be able to mitigate the damages on their house until they can have their insurance company or somebody come fix it. So there's got to be a time frame somewhere.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that makes sense.
Write down the date, Lance.
Yes. All right.
I'm already picking on them a lot.
Let me look at it this way. If you were mayor, would you go around and write up every house in the town that has a blue tarp on it? And say you have a derelict building. If you don't fix your building, we're going to tear it down.
That's what I said.
No, I know that's not what you said, but I'm asking you, would you do that? Because I'm not. I'm going with the worst ones. I got one on like St. Mark. I don't know if people live in that house.
I'm mostly, I'm at least 90% in agreement with whatever they're doing, but. I'm just saying that, you know, it just surprised me that these people have ground up a blue tarp to find.
Well, there's two ways it can be handled. First of all, the mayor can go out there and say, you have a derelict building and we're going to tear your house down. The second way is a council member who is bugged can go over there and knock on the door and say, why did you have that blue tarp in the house? The guy might say, just like he said, the wind blew in and I'm waiting
for it. Don't put it past me, though.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to do it. One of them is the long term, one of them is the short term.
I'm just surprised that we have an additional blue tarp being put up.
Do we regulate materials of construction, or is that in a subdivision restriction as to what the houses are built by?
Well, there's no subdivision restriction.
What I'm saying.
Anybody else? All right. As grade is February 27th at 11 a.m., and the town hall will be closed on March 8th for Mardi Gras. Anybody else? All right. I hear a motion adjourned. Move. Ms. Honor, Ms. Secker, Ms. Dillon, all the best. Say aye.
Aye.
Nay. All right. You can study.